They can't run at a high rate of speed. 50 miles an hour is all they let you travel on.
That's a good idea.
But they claim it's scenic. I don't like it myself. I don't like to travel down that straight. Because there's no, you don't have any, well, they have a hypo, what they call a hypo station. And it's where you get gas and oil and the restrooms and eating, you know, nibbling, things like that. Nothing much to sandwiches, maybe pre-made and drinks and stuff like that. And then you don't have any more till you get to Jackson.
Jackson, that's it. Over 100 miles. Oh. So you're just kind of stuck after a certain
time. That's right. That's the reason I don't like traveling, because
no houses, no farms, no land, all of it's all timber. You see, you can't see anything.
And on down between, just this side of Jackson, they have Pearl River. And they have dammed that up and made a big reservoir just out of Jackson. And that's where the Jackson water comes from.
City water comes from out of that reservoir. Jackson, Mississippi's a big place now.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah, it's capital, yeah. It's grown in the last 10 years. It's something.
Yeah, I'm going to be going into Jackson toward the end of the summer. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you might want to travel the trail.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting. They have markers down the highway, and they have everything marked like the old trace. Now, they didn't make this highway and travel the old trace. They just, they put little markers up there, and it'll have old trace. And then down at where the river bend, well, where the restrooms and picnic tables and things are, well, they'll tell you, they have a marker there, tell you about the Indians, how they found pearls in the river, you know, and so forth, you know, how they, when it was founded. And
found
then they,
pearls in the river.
Yeah, that's when they, long years ago, you know, well, that's where, when the pearl was discovered, the Pearl River, and they called it.
Oh.
They found pearls, you know, in oyster shells there.
I didn't know that.
That's in history. That tells you that down there.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And then on top of, at the halfway station, which is the Jeff Busby State Park, well, you can go up on the lookout and park up there. They have places for camping, and they have a trail that you can walk, and nature trail and stuff like that.
Oh, well, that's free too. They
yeah.
don't charge.
You know, you're not charged. It's as long as you do what they want you
to
do. Well,
you got to go according
to
all
of you. You have to keep it up. You know, and the rangers, they patrol the highway, program, nature trail.
Well, have you traveled around in Mississippi very much?
Well, quite a bit.
Been all over. She has.
I have.
She's traveled all over. But.
Oh, I've traveled. We go to Biloxi every so often. It's an old town. A real old town. And have you ever been to Biloxi?
Never
have. Well, you ought to see that, because it's a. They have one of the only lighthouses there is in the country. Of course, it's not being used right now. But then about 6 or 7 miles out in the Gulf, they have Fort Massachusetts, which is called it's just the old fort out there. There's not much on there, because when Hurricane Camille came through, well, she took most of it.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Do you still see the damage?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. And the bridge between Ocean, the Biloxi Bay, that the bridge goes over from Biloxi to Ocean Springs, when Camille came, well, it broke that bridge in two and shifted it. And they stopped traffic along there. You couldn't go across the 90 through that way. You had to go back up to somewhere up between Biloxi and Hattiesburg and come in on 98, you know, to go to Mobile to cross in that way. But Biloxi's an old town, and most of the town and streets are named in the French names, you know, there. Most of them is closer into Louisiana. A lot of Cajuns, we call them.
Gulfport's the same way.
Yeah.
It's an old town.